The two Canadian companies developing the Donlin mine, NovaGold and Barrick, are praising the results from Donlin Gold's most ambitious drilling project in recent earnings calls. Melanie Hennessy is NovaGold's vice president of corporate communications, and she says it shows both companies are serious about the mine's potential.
There is alignment between both companies on the direction and continuing focus on advancement of Donlin Gold.
In an earnings call back in March, Barrick Gold CEO Mark Bristow says that the Donlin Gold mine did not meet its criteria to build in its 10-year plan. In May, a short-selling financial firm cited Barrick's hesitation in a report that shed doubt on the future of the mine. Now, a few months later, Barrick and NovaGold appear pleased with the results from the drilling program so far, according to a transcript from Barrick Gold's latest earnings call. Barrick Gold CEO Mark Bristow told investors, quote, "It's a key project for Barrick and very valuable today." But Bristow says that the biggest challenge is still how expensive it is to build the mine. It's located in one of the most remote parts of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and only accessible by plane. It needs to build a power plant, a 315-mile gas pipeline, and a road to operate the mine. And all that costs nearly $7 billion. But NovaGold's Melanie Hennessy says the drilling results and Barrick Gold's comments in the earnings calls proves that they are serious about developing the mine.
All the drilling that's been done at Donlin has had positive results.
Meanwhile, the coronavirus pandemic has slowed down Donlin's permitting. Hennessy says the company has delayed work on the dam safety certifications, but back at the camp, none of the workers so far have tested positive for the virus. Donlin has put in place testing protocols. All employees must have a negative coronavirus test before coming into the camp and before leaving. Village residents who work at the camp must test negative twice before entering the camp and before heading back to their village. Same with out-of-state employees who also have to test twice before coming into the camp and leaving it.
And we're using charters to safely deliver employees to and from camp to minimize in-region travel. And we're also doing frequent sanitization practices.
Meanwhile, Donlin opponents have challenged the State Department of Natural Resources' decision to lease Donlin a right-of-way for its pipeline, and that challenge is still working its way through the procedural process at the agency. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.